From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says GOP lawmakers are ready to participate in President Obama's bipartisan summit on health care later this week. But he says he's skeptical about whether Democrats are approaching the meeting with an open mind, given the fact that the White House will release an updated health care overhaul proposal tomorrow.
Apparently, we're going to be there most of the day and have an opportunity to have a lot of discussion. But if they're going to lay out the plan they want to pass 4 days in advance, then what are we discussing?
McConnell was on Fox News Sunday. The administration is providing details of a proposed 5-year plan to clean up the Great Lakes after more than a century of environmental damage. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports the lakes are crucial to U.S. industry and agriculture and provide drinking water to some 30 million people.
The $2.2 billion Environmental Protection Agency plan provides relief for communities surrounding the Great Lakes worried about the invasion of Asian carp and other foreign species that have already overrun parts of the Mississippi River system and are on the verge of entering Lake Michigan. Along with a zero-tolerance policy toward more invasive species, the government will clean up the region's 5 most heavily polluted sites and restore wetlands. The Great Lakes contain 20% of the world's fresh water, but contaminated water caused by runoff from city pollution and farms has led to algae blooms so thick that beaches have been closed. The plan also strives to save species like the lake sturgeon, prehistoric endangered fish that can grow as long as 8 feet. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle calls the plan a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make huge progress. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
At the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, an American skier has won the men's super combined event, and NPR's Diana Douglas reports the victory ends his long wait for a gold medal.
Bodie Miller had a silver and a bronze coming into today's super combined, but despite numerous world championships, he had never earned a gold medal at the Olympics. He was in seventh place after the first part of the race, which is downhill, but in the slalom portion, when they weave between the poles, none of the skiers could match Miller's precision and speed. Bodie Miller was the favorite going into the Turin Olympics 4 years ago, but famously choked and didn't come home with any medals. Finally, at 32 years old, he's an Olympic champion. His win adds to the U.S. ski team's record-breaking performance in Vancouver. American skiers have already won 8 medals in just 6 races, with 4 races still to come. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Vancouver.
The space shuttle Endeavour is slated to land late tonight, but the weather is marginal at both the Kennedy Space Center in Florida and the backup landing site, Edwards Air Force Base in California, so a postponement is considered likely. Conditions are expected to improve tomorrow at Edwards. Endeavour has sufficient fuel and supplies to stay in orbit until Tuesday. The shuttle is returning from a mission to install the last major component on the International Space Station. This is NPR News. The Taliban resistance to the U.S.-led offensive in the Afghan town of Marjah is being described as determined. U.S. Marines and Afghan troops are pinning down remaining pockets of insurgents. The newly appointed head of the civilian government in Marjah says he will arrive there tomorrow to begin trying to restore public services. Christian leaders in India are calling for action against the publisher of a school book that they consider offensive. Veer Singh reports authorities in a majority Christian Indian state have confiscated the book, which has a picture of Jesus holding a beer and a cigarette.
According to an official in India's Meghalaya state, the government has seized all copies of a primary school textbook that contained the picture. The state's education minister has condemned what she calls the violent pictorial representation of Christ. She says children who revere Christ have been shocked beyond words. More than 70% of Meghalaya's population is Christian. The state government is planning to take legal action against the book's publisher, a firm based here in the Indian capital. A top Christian leader in Meghalaya says the picture has been published deliberately with malicious intent. Christians are a minority in India, which is a largely Hindu country. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
On the Madeira Islands in the Atlantic, people are looking for missing loved ones in a makeshift morgue set up in the airport. At least 42 people are known dead after flash floods and mudslides hit the Portuguese resort. More than 120 others are injured. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.